You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
God's not dead. Do you believe that our God is not dead? Can we all stand up and let's just read? From Romans chapter 1, we'll be reading in English Standard Version. If you have your Bibles with you, you can open it with us and let's read this. 18 to 25 says here, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived," say perceived, "ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made, so they are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him. But they became futile in their thinking and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal men and birds and animals and creeping things. Therefore, God gave them in the lust of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen." Let's just pray. Let's bow down. Father in heaven, thank you for this time, God, that we would hear from you. Lord, open our hearts to receive from you today, and that we may know and be convinced for the rest of our life, God, that you are not dead. That in opportunities that we are about to share you, we can testify that you are not dead, Lord God. That even for the rest of our days, we will experience you, a God who is alive and who is with us forever. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So right now, yun nga po yung pag-uusapan natin, God is not dead. And this is very interesting and exciting dahil nga po, madalas pag-usapan to, tama po ba? Minsan nahihirapan kang maisip na, buhay ba talaga ang Diyos? May nakagawa pa nga ng kanta, natutulog ba ang Diyos? Yes. Singer, okay. But right now, before we go on, I would like us to have an activity. Yes, di ba? Kala mo, classroom. Okay, ngayon po, may papakita akong mga pictures sa inyo. And then, I'm gonna ask you a question. And then just answer lang kayo, okay? Openly, salita lang kayo. What you think about this or kung ano yung sagot niyo po, okay? So right now, first of all, it is this picture, okay? Sige, titigan niyo pong mabuti. Ilang black dots meron? Yung iba na duling, nakita ko na po, no? Okay. Sige, bilangin niyo po. Wala. Sagot lang po kayo, ilang black dots meron? Wala. Pero ba't may nakikita tayong black dot? Tama po ba? Aminin po natin, okay. Yung isa kasi, no? Huwag po nating pilitin. May point po ako dyan, please. Cooperate tayo. So ngayon, di ba? May nakita ko po kayong black dot? Pero meron ba talaga siyang black dot? Wala. Sino may sabi? Mata namin. That's good. Ano pa? San pumupunta yun? Sa brain? Tama, ano? So, sabi ng brain ninyo. Tama po ba? Pwede. How about ito po? Anong animal po yung nakikita nyo? Sige po, sigaw nyo po. Duckbit! Duckbit! Okay, naghahala. Sino nakakakita po ng duck? Duck! Taas nyo po yung kamay nyo. Sige po. Okay lang po yan. Sino nakakakita ng rabbit? Ako po, nakikita ko po kasi kabayo. Sabi ko po eh. Sabi po ng brain ko. Pero looking at it, di ba? It's an optical illusion. Yes, optical illusion. English. Okay. Optical illusion wherein you see a duck. Tama po? Yes, di ba? Pero on the other end, nakikita mo naman is a rabbit. Pero sabi ng brain ko. That's what our brain says, okay? That's what our brain perceive. That's what our eyes perceive. How about this picture? Sino po makapagsasabi na yung dot na yan, nasa harap? Ay, hindi. Harap muna po. Harap. Nasa harap po. Sige po, taas nyo yung kamay nyo. Sige po. Okay lang po. Taas nyo. Sino po yung magsasabi yung dot na yan, nasa likod? Kami-kami lang po. Ganon. Sino makapagsasabi? Nasa harap. Sige po, okay lang. Walang maling sagot. Wala pong palalabasin pag mali. Okay. Nasa harap. Ay, nasa harap, no? Nasa likod. Okay. Sa tingin nyo po, sino may sabi? Ako lang. Okay. Minsan, malilito tayo, no? These are optical illusions wherein it's saying to us, minsan, duck, minsan rabbit, minsan may itim, pero bakit wala? Pero ito, ba't nasa harap siya? Pero pwede rin siyang nasa likod. It's what our brain is telling us. Tama po ba? It's an optical illusion. I don't know if you know the show Brain Games. Familiar po ba kayo doon? Yung iba doon, di ba, wherein tapakita sa'yo, ito kasi yung nanloloko sa'yo. Yung, ayan, yung part of the brain wherein the eye would see, when your blood veins would see, and then makikita yung blood veins na. And then, it would tell you na it is fooling you. Do you get that? But do you believe that you have a brain? But do you see it? Tingnan nyo nga po yung katabi nyo. Mukha po bang may brain? Meron po, di ba? Pero how do we believe in this fact na meron tayong brain, pero we don't see our brains? Because we've seen before, okay, probably the doctors or in an operation, o kaya pinakita nyo lang sa katabi mo, parang may brain ba ako? Biniyak mo, no? Pero we know there is evidence that we have a brain. Human beings have a brain, right? Although we don't see it, we believe it firmly because I can think. Sometimes we want the truth or we want proof for things before we believe it. Tama po ba? We want proof that or we want to see it clearly muna. Okay. Bago ko maniwala sa'yo, kailangan ko munang makita. But how about in God? Who among you here you believe Jesus is Savior? Can you raise up your hand? How about do you believe that Jesus is Lord? We all believe that. And I'm thankful and I'm happy na lumaki tayo sa kulturang Pilipino na kinikilala natin yung Diyos, na kinikilala natin siya, naniniwala tayo sa Kanya. But the problem is, sometimes we are living our life as if God is dead. As if He is not Lord, as if He is not Savior. It's becoming a brain game for us. But right now, what is the Bible telling us about knowing that God is alive? And what about it? Is there any benefit for me para maniwala ko na buhay yung Diyos? Let's go back to Romans 1, verse 18 to 20, okay? Ito muna, verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed. Okay, sabihin niyo po, revealed. From heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. Ibig sabihin, it was revealed, okay? The law or yung ungodliness, yung morality natin was revealed to us. Tama po ba? We know what's right or wrong. We can know, we can perceive it, we can say it. And next, for what can be known about God is plain to them because God has shown it to them. For His invisible attributes, namely, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly perceived. In other translation, seen. Has been clearly seen ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made, so they are without excuse. What is this telling us? Simply, very first point, God's not dead. God's not dead. How come? Verse 19, for what can be known about God is plain because God has shown it to them. God has shown Himself or His very existence sa Romans. When Paul was reminding them, you know what? Alive is God. Even in our time today, I believe God has shown His existence to us through the Bible. That's why we have our Bibles. Who among you here, you have your Bibles? You know and believe the Bible. This Bible is actually the Word of God. It does not contain the Word of God. The Bible itself is the Word of God. Because we can say that the credibility of an idea is only as good as the source. Tama po ba? The credibility of an idea is only as good kung kanino siya nanggagaling. For example, when a person tells you, okay, alam mo, wala tayong pasok bukas, walang trabaho bukas, holiday daw. Siyempre, anong reaction mo? Una. Ayun, sino may sabi, di ba? Saan mo napanood dyan? Basta, sabi-sabi lang. Okay. O sige na nga. Niwala ka. Okay, so ikaw naman, situlog ka, okay, di ka na gumising. Pero ano ang credible source ng balitang yon? May clue na doon, balita. Kunyari lang, news, okay? Di ba, when you watch the news, it was broadcasted na walang pasok bukas, it's declared a holiday. How many of you would say that it is credible? Tama? So, hindi ka napupuntang opisina, titingnan mo pa ba, may pasok nga ba talaga? Biyahe ka 3 oras, no? Hindi na, kasi alam mo, credible yon. The same way with the Bible. How can we say that it is credible? Bakit? Eh, sinasabi lang naman dito, di ba? Sinulat lang naman to ng mga tao. Sinulat lang naman ito ng mga tao. But this is the very word of God. Imagine a ballpen. Magsusulat ba mag-isa yung ballpen? For example, okay. O sige, assignment ka na. You know, o sige, research na. Hindi. Pero God Himself used people, well, sabi sa Bible, apart from Him, we are nothing. But He used people, inspired people to write the very words that He would want us to hear even until today. Because He is alive. His Word is alive. Credible ang Bible. Bakit? Kasi yung Bible, sa sobrang tagal ng mundong to, siya pa rin nandito. Why is it still one of the best-selling books today? If it is, kung luma na to, sinulat lang to ng mga tao. Luma na yan, matagal na yan. There are so many books has been published to discredit the Bible, pero yung mga libro na yun, obsolete na, hindi pa rin, na, di-disapprove na yung Bible, hindi totoo yan, or hindi talaga nangyari, sinulat lang ng tao yan. Pero why is it changing lives until today? Who among you here would say that by reading the Bible, knowing God through the Bible, you knew who your God is and it has changed you? Would you raise your hand? See? Because God is alive. His Word is alive. Through the Bible, we can know Him. That's why if we go on, for His invisible attributes, namely His eternal power, divine nature, has been clearly seen ever since when? Creation of the world. How good is that? Ever since the creation of the world. Even yung Bible, siya lang yung may account na napakatagal na my creation. Pero ba't lumabas yung theory of evolution? For example, some would believe that. But would you actually believe that? Na we came from monkeys? Tingnan mo nga po yung katabi mo. Sa ganda at gwapo niyan, di ba? Imposibleng galing sa monkey yan dahil creation ni Lord yan, di ba? Created in His image and His likeness. Are you encouraged? Hindi pa rin yata. Parang dun pa rin sa... But that is reality. Even ever since the creation of the world, it was written and it was made known to us until today. And not just that. Ano pa yung isa? Very, very, ano to? Naubos yung English. Very popular theory. Okay, yung Big Bang Theory. Theory, eh, no? Big Bang Theory. Alam niyo po ba yun? Sabi, bang! May mundo na. Lumabas. Ang naggagandahan at nagwagwa po ang lalaki dito, di ba? Ganun daw po. Parang sinasabi pa nga, in a Coke, di ba makikita natin sa Coke, lalabas yung bubbles. Pero out of nowhere. So possible daw yun that out of nothing, something will come out. Teka nga. There can be something out of nothing. Okay? There can be something out of nothing. Pero it's not really nothing kasi may Coke. There has to be a Coke so that there would be bubbles. Ibig sabihin, hindi lang tayo basta, bang, lumabas lahat tayo dito. Creation na kagad. There must be an intelligent God who created and designed this. Hindi pwede, okay? Hindi pwedeng mangyari na bigla na lang lalabas. For example, this is So we are without excuse. Because God has shown it to us plainly, and we have perceived it, or everyone has seen ever since creation, the existence of God. And this is what Pastor Rice Brooks said in his book, God's Not Dead. Sino po familiar kayo sa libro na yan? And know what? In this book, okay, this is Pastor Rice Brooks is one of the pastors who came here in 1984 and reached out and established Victory here. And this is what he said in his book. There is evidence for an intelligent creator. Everywhere you look, tingin po kayo, paligid. That is the evidence. To say that there is no evidence for this creator is like saying the thousands of paintings in an art museum couldn't have been painted because there are no artists visible in the gallery. Can you see? Can you imagine that? Diba, punta ka sa art museum? Sino po nakapunta na art museum? Diba? Ang ganda, no? Titingin mo, wow, this painting is really good. Who's the painter? Sabi niya, wala po. Lumabas na lang po bigla yan. Ganda, no? Wow! I admire the something out of nothing. Okay. It will not happen and it will never happen. There must be someone uncreated to create the created. A perfect and sobrang complex na pinag-aaralan hanggang ngayon, hindi pa rin matapos kung gaano ka vast yung creation, yung sea, tayo, ganun katindi, ganun katalino. There must be, because in reality, there will be no of real value in an accident. Wala kang nakitang na-aksidente dito, nagkabanggaan yung Toyota, Mitsubishi, bang! Volvo! Kung gano'n na lang, magbungguan na tayo. Hindi rin po nangyayari na gumagwapo yung isang tao pag nadapa. Recently, nadapa po ako, walang nangyari. Hindi nangyayari, ganun kabilis yun. There must be someone who is so intelligent, so great, so majestic, so great, so wonderful of a God. Amazing that I can't even imagine that He can do this. The only bang that was sounded at that time was His voice saying, let there be light. Let there be animals. Let there be vegetation. Let there be seas and the earth. And He created you by His very own hands. That is how much He loves you. That's why since creation, He has made Himself known to you. Even until today, through the Bible, we can read it and we may know and we have a rightful source from the Bible. Because it is telling us that even today, we can experience Him, that the Word of God, hindi to luma, hindi to pang Old Testament lang or New Testament lang. Even until today, it is still continually changing lives. And you yourself are a testimony to that. You can share that God is not dead. And since God is not dead, where do we go? God is not dead. God's not dead. Stop acting like He is. Sometimes we tend to live as if there is no God. In Romans chapter 1, verses 21, for they knew, okay? Although they knew God, they did not honor Him as God, or give thanks to Him, but they became futile in their thinking, and foolish hearts were darkened. For although they knew God, they did not know Him. We don't honor Him. Alam natin nandiyan si Lord, but we don't honor Him. And the morning, we don't even give thanks to Him, probably. I'm not saying all of us, but sometimes, there are times that we live as if hindi siya gumawa ng paraan sa buhay natin. Hindi siya buhay sa mga kinalalagyan natin. And not just that, claiming to be wise, they became fools. Tayo mismo, akala natin, kaya natin mabuhay pag wala yung Panginoon. Akala natin, pagka magaling tayo, matalino tayo, madami naman akong pere. You can be happy or this or that, you can do everything. But actually, the Bible tells that apart from Christ, we are nothing. We must live in a way like God is here with us. We know that God is alive. Let me give you an illustration. Ako po, nung estudyante ako, grade 4 ako, Tapos may time na may bago kaming teacher, since bago siyang teacher, tapos mukhang bata pa, kaya-kaya namin to. Okay? Tara, dun tayo sa likod. Sabi ko dun sa mga barkada ko, punta kami sa likod. Tapos kanya-kanya kami yung pad paper, drawing-drawing, no? Compare-compare, habang nagkaklase, daldalan, tawanan, malakas, tapos, ay, sorry, ma'am. Ganun pa rin, okay, balik pa rin. So, wala kaming pakialam, nandyan lang siya. 2 weeks after, ganun pa rin. Ganun pa rin kami. Okay, nandyan yung teacher, pero kami, ganun pa rin. Then, she got our attention, and then, guess what? Principal's office. May nakarelate po ba? Okay. Huwag nyo na po taas yung kamay nyo. At least may kasama ako. May katuwang. Okay. What does that mean? There was a teacher, my teacher, tapos kami nandun living as if walang teacher. It's as if wala yung teacher, drawing-drawing, may pinapagawa siya, nagle-lecture siya kami, naglatawanan, dinidisrespect namin siya. It's the same way of how we live right now. We're living as if God does not exist. We're living in a world right now as if God is not the creator of this world and heaven. Imagine this. This is what's happening today. 28 verses 28 to 30. Just jump a few verses. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done, they were filled with a manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to their parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless, less, and otherless. And anything else that what the world you imagine is doing, that's how we are living today. That's how we are living today. We are in a world as if God, wala ka. Just like me, akala ko wala yung teacher ko, okay? Or alam ko, nandiyan yung teacher ko, pero di ko siya sinusunod. Pero the same way with us. Sometimes we live as if si God wala sa picture. Patay yung Diyos. Gagawin ko lahat ng gusto ko kasi dito ako masaya. Eto na lang aabutin ko kasi Lord, tagal mo gumalaw, okay? Ang tagal mo i-answer yung prayer ko, ako nang bahala dito. We are living this kind of life. In our society, we can see this. Example, homosexuality. It's very rampant and dito sa mundo natin ngayon. Mas accepted pa siya, this is the truth, mas accepted pa siya pag nakita mo sa TV, pagka, okay, umamin siya, okay, ganito ko, pero dun sa Kristiyano na umamin sa campus niya, sa opisina niya, sa bahay niya, persecuted pa. This is not according to God's will. According to His standards, according to His purposes, according to His law. When God created everything, He created science and also morality that we have right now. We should live according to what the Bible says. Because this is our rightful source, the Bible. And this is where we knew who God is. And this is where we know what His plan is for us. But sometimes we live as if God is dead in our midst. Second is, God's not dead. Stop worshiping other gods. We should refrain from worshiping other gods. We may say, na, ay, hindi naman ako ganyan. God is my only God. But let's look at the verse 23. And they exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things. They exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images. Because they thought that this was God. Sometimes, you feel like that's God because yun yung nakakapagpasaya sa'yo. He even says here, we continue on, because they exchanged the truth of God for a lie. Sometimes kasi the truth of God really hurts us. We don't want it. We don't want His laws. We don't want His will. Kasi Lord, hindi ako masyado masaya dito. Ang hirap naman ang disiplina mo. Nakakatamad naman magbasa ng Bible. Pero right now, this is what we are doing. Unknowingly or whether we admit it or not, we are this kind of people. That it's as if we don't know Him and now we are worshiping and serving creature rather than the Creator. Imagine that. We are worshiping creation, not the Creator. But even the Bible says, it says there, we are made for God. How could intelligent people like us na ginawa tayo ni Lord bilang beyond His creation, tayo yung sunod sa Kanya? Because we were made in His image and His likeness. You were made by His very hands. How could we turn to idolatry? Idolatry does not only mean na you worship this, for example, a baby Jesus. You know what? Jesus did not remain as a baby. He grew up, paid the penalty for our sin, died for our sins. And He did not just remain a dead God. He has risen after 3 days. And that's why we can enjoy this. We have a privilege to know that God is alive. And now, we can serve Him. But sometimes in our hearts, we are serving idols. We are serving other gods. We are serving the creation rather than the Creator. Ano yung mga bagay na sa isang buong araw, mas matagal mo pang ginagawa or kesa dapat gawin mo to na sundin mo si God o magbasa ka ng Bible mo, pumunta kang church, I don't know. Pero mas nagkoconsumo ng time mo. Sino mahilig mag-game sa cellphone? Aminan na po tayo dyan. Kasi ako din, di ba? Mahilig naman ako. For example, Facebook, pwedeng idol natin yan. As simple natin as it is, di ba? Diba? Yung talagang kinatulugan mo na yung Facebook. For example, not just that. It's just a small thing. Gadgets. Pero ano yung pinambibili mo dyan? Money. Sometimes it becomes an idol to us. Feeling mo, pag wala ka ng pera, hindi ka na mabubuhay. Diba? Career. You are so focused in your career. I will be like this. The greatest businessman in the Philippines. Di pong lahat na lang ng tao, tinapakan mo, inalis mo, wala akong pakialam sa inyo, basta ako, makakarating ako dito, masaya ako. Sometimes we have idolatry in our hearts because we want to serve ourselves. We want satisfaction. We want ourselves to be happy. Pag di ako masaya, okay, gagawa ko ng paraan, basta kailangan sumaya ako. But since God is not dead, we must stop doing this because He is here. We were made for Him. And what we should do is we always trust Him. That rather than worshiping the things that are created, we worship Him. So why would it matter to us that God is alive? Yes, I know you've been saying kanina, God is alive, and then stop living as if patay yung Diyos, and then stop worshiping other gods. Okay, alam ko na yan. I'm not doing that. But it's not just enough to know. We have to respond. And we have to know and understand what we have in Christ as we believe that He is alive in our midst. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 to 4, sabi nito, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again." Sometimes we are so scared of this term, di ba? Yung parang, pag born again, alam mo, pag sinabi ko yun sa'yo, born again, alive yan, di ba? Pupunta-punta ka dyan sa church na yan. It's not. What God is telling us here, you are given a new life. You have a brand new life in Jesus Christ. Knowing that He is alive, you have a brand new life. Sobrang saya isipin na, mayroon yung isang bagay na na-mess up mo pero kaya mong ulitin muli dahil binigyan ka ng panibagong chance, ha? How long you have experienced that? It's a delight. How about a life? Because in the Bible it says, for the wages of sin is death. Since nagkasala tayo, di na ma-erase yun. Isang sin lang, kapahamakan na. Habang buhay na separated tayo sa Panginoon natin. Pero because the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Jesus who has risen again, who is alive today, we have a brand new life in Him. That's why it's also said in the Bible that if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. What delight that every day gigising ka sa umaga, His mercies are new daily. Imagine that. He is pressing the reset button for you every day because He loves you and He cares for you and He would want to give you a new start daily. He wants you to prosper, to be successful, and to find life and meaning and purpose in Him. Knowing that God is not dead, you know that you don't live for yourself alone, you live for God. Let me just share with you a testimony of a student, a young student we're in. Before, he just wanted to win arguments with his Christian friends. Yun lang gusto niya mangyari. And then what happened, he read the Bible. Para magkaroon siya ng pag-asa doon na titignan niya kung ano yung mali, para ma-say niya against them. And then what happened, as he was reading the Bible, he got convicted. He fell in love with Jesus. Imagine that. Grabe, ito pala si Jesus. And it turned out na what he wanted to do was a bad thing of going to his classmates and argue with them, win an argument, and that's it. I'm an atheist. You're a Christian. Okay, I'm correct. Pero it turned out na binabasa niya yung Bible. Nakilala niya si Lord. He accepted God in his life. Right now in this church, he is discipling other men. He's currently doing one-to-one. And last victory weekend, he was baptized. What an amazing story of Farley. That guy is Farley. And you know what? That's what it means to have a brand new life in Jesus Christ. The old life is gone. You now have a new life. Imagine that. Since God is not dead, binasa niya lang yung Bible. God is alive. This is His living word. It changed him. Nagbago yung buhay niya. Nagbago yung perspective ng buhay niya. And not just that. A living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We live in hope through Jesus Christ daily. You don't just have a brand new life. It doesn't end there. He wants you to live a life that is full of purpose, that is from Him, full of goodness, full of the plans and perfect will that He has for you. That is the kind of life that He is wanting you to have. Because He is alive. He is a God who is with you. Do you believe that? He is a God who is with you and is for you and will never forsake you. This is who our God is. Every day, there would be meaning sa ginagawa nyo. In your own business, I will do this because I want to honor Jesus in my business. In my school, as a student, I will be excellent because I know I live for Jesus. He is not dead. He has good, pleasing, and perfect plans for me. In my own family, I will forgive them. Even though it hurts so much that sobrang sakit lang nang nangyari sa pamilya na yun, I can forgive because Jesus Christ has forgiven me. Daily, I can forgive. Daily, I can live for Jesus. Daily, I can love others. Daily, I can be provided for because I know I can pray to my God because He is hearing out my prayers. Do you believe that? God is hearing out our prayers daily. Every uttered word, narinig niya na sa'yo. At pinapakinggan ka niya, sasagutin niya yan. You have a hope in Jesus Christ, not just daily, but even tomorrow. What you are believing for in God right now, since He is not dead, it would really matter to us, even until today. It will matter to us today and even tomorrow, but because it says here, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. God has a future glory for you. God has a future plan for you. Not just here on earth, but even eternally. He wants you to be with Him. That's why He had to sacrifice Jesus Christ for our sins. And this perfect sacrifice, He resurrected again, Jesus Christ, proving that He is the Son of God. And now He has offered to us a new life to live not just here on earth, but forever with Him. That is something greatly to expect about God because He is alive. He is with me from now and for the rest of my days and forever. My God is alive. It matters to me right now because tomorrow it will still matter to me. That's what matters to me. God is who? God is alive. He matters to me. And let me just share with you, for example, in myself, I experience God. I experience God's change in my life. Before I met Christ, I was just thinking na baka tulog lang yung Diyos. Okay, hindi masyado patay, di ba? Medyo mabait pa. Kasi tulog lang, okay? And then, ang biggest problem ko po, kada umaga na lang, hindi ako makasakay ng jeep. Laking problema, suffering to Lord. Masasuffer ako, hindi ako makasakay ng jeep. Lagi na lang akong late. Sa eskwela. Tapos pagod pa ako. Kasi sasabit ako. Kung di ako sasabit, maglalakad akong malayo. para makarating ako sa Concepcion, taga Marikina po, sino mga taga Marikina, nakakaintindi, di ba? Sa Lamuan po kasi, mahirap sumakay. Limited edition yung jeep. So feeling ko nga, tulog yung Diyos, okay, sige, maglalakad na lang ako. Tapos, kung di ako sasabit, lalakad ako malayo, sasabit din naman ako. Okay. 2 years I've been doing that, napagod ako. Doon ako unang nagtanong kay God, Lord, buhay ka ba talaga? Tagal-tagal ko na nakasabit, Lord. Laki na nung biceps ko dahil kakasabit. Daily na lang, pagod na. Pawisan ako pagpasok sa kanya. Tapos, tinanong ko, sige nga Lord, kung buhay ka, kung totoo ka, dapat may jeep. Makasakay ako sa kayong mga kanag-aabang dito. It was a challenge. This is true. I was that arrogant to God. And then at least 5 minutes later, I got surprised because there's a jeep. It's empty. Walang laman. Yung kakabiyahe lang, grabe yung kabog ng puso ko. Pwede ako humiga. Ganong kaluwag yung jeep. And that was the time that grabe napaisip ako. Is God really alive? Is God really alive? And then, 2 weeks after that, someone invited me into a youth service. Someone preached. Someone invited me to a small group. A week after that, invited me to the small group, shared the gospel to me. I never knew what eternal life was. He was asking me, pag namatay ka ngayon, saan ka pupunta? Sabi ko, titignan ka ibang kasama eh. Hindi ko alam. But when he shared the gospel to me, I knew God was not dead. There was a change in me. An experience I can't imagine, I can't even describe because it was so great. All I did in that study area of TIP was just cry and pray. Because I'm thankful. Grabe, buhay ka nga talaga, Lord. It started with the jeepney, but God did not stop there. He wanted to save my life. The same way God has for you. Since He is alive, He wants you to live a life that is purposeful. It doesn't mean that you're busy, you're living a purposeful life. It doesn't go that way. All the achievements that you will get from that business will just be temporary, but the life that you will have in Christ is the true joy and meaning that you will have here on earth and forever. That's why you can say that God is alive. When you accept and acknowledge in your life that He is alive, you can have a brand new life. Just like what I had when I was a student. And even until today, I am so thankful that you have saved me, Jesus. Because every day, I can live a hope that is in Jesus Christ. God is not yet done with all of us here. He is alive. And your testimony, that was my testimony. Your testimony, no one can say na mali yun. Because this, it's between you and God. It is your personal experience with God. And that is a miracle. It is a powerful tool to share to others so that they may also know that Jesus is alive. That God is not dead. That the God we serve daily is alive with us and will be forever with us. Are you glad about that? Can we give God a hand?